Last summer, Newark had the largest number of homicides in 20 years. This year, its police department lost more than 160 officers due to budget cuts. WNYC's Marella Ivorak reports on how the Brick City is trying to ensure this summer is less deadly than the previous one.
On a hot summer Wednesday evening, 10 police cars lined up on Newark's Avon Avenue, joined by two horses, bikes, and motorcycles. Over 40 officers filled the block between South 11th and 12th Street.
Unit 764, Detective Costa.
Sir.
Unit 765, Detective Minniti.
Sir.
All right, Costa and Minniti, you're the bodega unit for tonight.
Around 7:30, they began receiving their assignments in what's known as a community roll call. Instead of being deployed from their police precincts, this summer, Newark police officers are coming to high-crime areas, such as Avon Avenue, so anyone in earshot will know where the police will be deployed.
This is tantamount to the old community policing.
This is Detective Hubert Henderson, spokesman for the department, who says community roll calls harken back to an earlier era.
When we would walk our post, know everyone in the neighborhood, know everything that was going on, this is what this boils down to.
If residents get to know police officers better, there is a greater chance they will cooperate in solving crimes or offer tips on things they know are happening in their area, according to Police Director Samuel DeMeo.
What I wanted to push this summer was officers out there not pushing enforcement, but walking into a neighborhood, stopping and talking to the community members and asking them what the problems are in the neighborhood.
If the officers that Wednesday had stopped by Newark Tire to chat with Daryl Spivey, the owner, he might have told them he wasn't all too impressed.
A horse and pony show. You know, they hear it. It's like giving a well a tic-tac. It's something they're doing, but it's not enough.
Spivey, who is in his late 50s, has owned a tire and wheel shop on Avon Avenue for 30 years. He points to a grocery store next to his shop, where roller shutters have been permanently rolled down, and says the neighborhood was too much for the former owner.
He could take it, but he got robbed 6 times in 1 week.
Crime in Newark trended significantly downwards in 2008 and 2009. But last year, the pendulum swung back. 35 people were murdered from June 1st to September 1st, making it the worst summer the city had experienced in 2 decades. To ensure this would not happen this year, and mitigate the loss of 163 officers laid off in December due to budget cuts, the city launched the Safe Summer Initiative at the beginning of June.
We were able to bring back everything from the horses to the motorcycles to biking patrols.
That's Mayor Cory Booker, who says that next to putting as many officers as possible out on the streets, the goal is to partner with the community in more substantive ways.
From clergy, working with them on our curfew enforcement, to neighborhood leaders.
The results so far have been mixed. There were fewer homicides in June and July, 17 compared to last year's 22. But the overall number of shootings for the first 7 months is up by 43% compared to the same period last year. DeMeo, however, remains convinced that the summer initiative will turn that trend around.
We're confident as we move through the summer, we're going to start fighting it back and pushing back downward again.
Newark council members are backing him. Last week, DeMeo was unanimously confirmed by the municipal council as the police director. He took over the position from his predecessor, Gary McCarthy, who left in May to become the Chicago Police Department superintendent. Councilman Ronald Rice says his residents have been overwhelmingly appreciative of DeMeo's way of doing business.
And while the statistics don't bear it out, I do believe that his way of policing is eventually going to work. It's a greater reliance on deploying people from outside of the offices and getting them into the streets and doing the kind of door-to-door policing to get the trust back.
While his constituents like DeMeo, Rice, who represents the West Ward, says they constantly raise the issue of safety. This concern echoes around the city, including the bustling downtown area, where Raffi Britt runs a food stand on Market Street.
Just murders, robbery, you know, it's just a whole lot of stuff, bad stuff going on out here, you know. People don't feel secure, you know, in their neighborhood, and this is not a good thing.
Britt says he thinks layoffs in the police department directly contributed to increased crime levels. But Mayor Booker rejects that often heard explanation.
correlation is not causation. The spike in our crime started before the police were laid off. So you had the worst summer in 20 years last year, and we had all the police officers.
This summer, the majority of shootings have been caused by three groups of drug dealers operating in three specific areas of the city and retaliating against each other, according to the mayor and the police director. The most significant advancements in the case so far have come in the seizure of weapons, five AK-47s, machine guns, and handguns. Arrests are yet to follow. Booker says he's aware the change in crime reduction isn't happening quickly enough for Newark's residents. Still, he points out, it's important to keep things in perspective.
Five-year crime patterns, down, down. Crime is dramatic. In the 2006, the year I got in office, we had 435 shootings that year. Now we're in the 200s last year. Last year, the year crime was up, our shootings were in the 200s. So that's still a dramatic reduction in crime from where we started.
And business has taken notice. Real estate investment projects worth over $700 million have poured into the city. 10 new companies have moved in or will do so this year. And the population has increased for the first time in three decades. But Rutgers professor and historian Clement Price says Newark is not quite there yet.
I think it's fair to say that despite Newark's progress, its efforts to reinvent its image, despite the fame that has accompanied Cory Booker and his administration and his national visibility and stature, Newark still suffers from an image problem.
Price cites an incident that happened in July where within a few hours, 13 people were shot and one of them, a teenager, killed. He says the progress Newark has made fades in the eyes of its residents and the nation in the wake of events like these. And he thinks this historic city might take another decade or two to completely shake off that negative perception. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivarek.